We here at Sports Best Friends acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional custodians of the land, water and sky throughout Australia on which we record. We recognise their strength, diversity, resilience and deep connection to country. We pay our respects to elders of the past, present and future as they hold the memories, knowledge and spirit of Australia.
It will be unbelievable, and I think it probably will be a dream that we're chasing, and I just hope we go good.
Hello, welcome to Sports Best Friends. Tip-O-Matic, I'm your boy Big T. Everyone loves me. I'm also here in Rugby League heartland of Sydney with everyone's always best friend, Odin. How are you, sir?
Good, mate. It's good to be back. Always a pleasure to be looking at your face.
Thanks. Carving out some time for friends. And that's what brought us back. Tipping's great. Talking about football's great. But trying to... Fuck, that thing in the background's great. That's new, is it? What's that fox thing? What's that?
Oh, it's a phoenix.
Phoenix. Yeah, sick. Well, this is what a metaphor. This the podcast is rising out of the ashes again.
And New South Wales.
And you, well done. and so we needed to see each other. That was the saddest thing about Sports First Friends not happening for a few weeks, is that we didn't get to see each other.
Yeah, we realised we work with each other and barely were talking.
Yeah. Which and are in love with each other. But
yeah, I know, which is crazy. Star-crossed lovers.
Yeah. And so this podcast was an excuse to carve out some time. Before we move on, can I just talk about... you were going to ask me something. You said, oh, what's going on here? And I said, ask me on the pod. Yeah, oh, the sandwiches.
The sandwiches.
Thanks. Okay.
Please. So,
Parramatta Salo. And talking of heartlands of rugby league, Parramatta has a place called Harvey's Hot Sandwiches. We are up for a promo, if anyone's keen. Harvey's. It's in right near the... It's near the Westfield. It's near the train station. I think it's in the train station, maybe. Fuck, it's so good. They have a beef dip, which is... She's legit. I don't know what they do to the beef, but it has some onion in there too, and no lettuce and stuff. Like, it'd be nice to lettuce, but anyway, you dip it into a gravy, and the gravy I'd fucking bathe in. I'd pay for actually the bath. I was gonna say, you know, for $5, but no, I would pay to be in that bath. It's so good. They do like a chicken one. They do like a wrap. They do a turkey. If in case you're wondering if Odin's had a fucking heart attack, he's just looking at the menu and wide-eyed, bushy-tailed. They also have another great one there that's not the. Read me the ones that they've got there. There's another one that's excellent.
They got a beef dip. They got a Philly steak.
That's it. The Philly cheesesteak is the other one that's legit.
Oh, mate, they all look so good.
Yeah, and even the turkey salad's fucking legit because I've been there so many times now.
Turkey salad. Nah, you're really getting to the bottom of the menu there.
Well, I've had a few, yeah. And also, I like sharing, so I'd often get the dip and then go one I haven't had before. Yeah, the turkey. I mean, I think turkey's underrated the best meat on a sandwich.
What?
There, I said it, yeah. Definitely not the best meat. No way. In fact, my...
You just said the best meat on a sandwich.
On a sandwich, yeah. But I mean, best meat, okay. No. For sure, no. My most beautiful tiger and I were talking about, if you could only do one meat forever, what would it be? We came down on pork.
Like in all its forms?
Yeah. Which one's given up beef and everything else. But in a sandwich, it's a really hot take, and I know everyone will run at me, but if you have a fucking... I reckon just turkey sandwiches have a higher ceiling than every other meat sandwich.
You know what? I can see where you're coming from. The easier to balance. I was going to say something like a hot salami.
No, I just
love a bit of punch, but you're limited with what you can pair with salami.
Well, she's going to hurt. And also, the turkey's going to carry a lot of different sauces, a lot of different types of salad. Also, she's like a chicken, light like a chicken, but has a bit of more of a push like a red meat. Anyway, this is not what this... Oh, this is what this podcast is about. Fuck it. Anyway, the turkey...
Turkey club, I'm looking at like it now. It's shaved turkey, a good one. Crispy bacon, iceberg lettuce, tomato, onion, aioli.
She also carries a bunch of different meats. See, when you do like salami and ham and stuff together is good. I think they've got an Italian one there that's also really good. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that beef dip, like beef and pork or beef and... You can't do like a meatball with shaved ham. Like, it's just too much. But the turkey, you can... She'll go with anyone.
Mm.
So anyway, that's a big one. The other one I wanted to talk about is... Littlest and I have been going to so many football games. So obviously the Tigers keep copping L, so he and I don't go to those games. But heading out to Henson, heading out to North Sydney Oval, it's an absolute fucking time. Beautiful winter sun, so you're wearing a jersey, scarf, flag.
How good's Henson?
Football. Henson Park's so good. The beers are $5, the sausages are like $3. Killer pythons are still 50 cents.
Sun's in your face.
Free face painting. And the lady was a fucking Picasso of face painting. Littlest went over there, had a look at the sheet. He said, I'll have a snake, please. I was like, you like snakes, mate? He was like, no, it just looks the coolest, unquote. I was like, okay, fair. This lady in like four squiggles fucking paints the most incredible snake. I was gasping while it was happening. I just couldn't believe. Because she got like the gradient from like a dark green into like a yellow on the same brush and just like vooshed his face. It gave it depth immediately, like a 3D vibe. I was, fuck, this is incredible. It was his first ever face paint. He walked away going, that was pretty sick. I'm like, oh man, you've peaked already. That was it. I'm taking photos because you're going to need to see this when you're 40. It's like,
wow.
Fuck, it looked so good.
I didn't notice that. I went there with Rue two weekends ago.
Yep.
Mate, had such a ball. Like, it's just such a good vibe there.
Yep.
People packed on there. All the Sharkies were there supporting.
The players.
Newtown boys. And yeah, just such a fun energy.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot going on around in that area as well. Like, so people come from the pub, go back to the pub after, so everyone's in a good mood. I had an absolute ball. I love how everyone just jumps on the field after the game.
Even half time.
Yeah.
It's Littlest favourite part.
Yeah. Special. And the guy does laps.
Yeah, he's great.
Very special.
I can't remember his name. And also the ground announcer gives an absolute fucking pump up to any try. It'll be just like some forward will just fall over the line and he'll be like, that's one of the greatest tries you'll ever see at Henson Park. And he'll like every single try he gives an absolute rap. It's incredible.
Yeah. And what's the attendance every weekend?
8,972.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds about right.
You know why that is?
That was the attendance at their last ever game as
well,
a first grade.
This is a good podcast, mate. We know what we're doing here.
There we go.
Set each other up.
It's almost like we've prepped.
I wish we did. Man, the amount it takes I had to do to get the first bit through, definitely didn't do any prep. Anyway, so Littlest now has a Newtown football. It's $25 for a fucking full-sized football. Like, that was such a great price. Couldn't get that at Rebel, mate.
No.
$25 has a jersey thing. When we went to the Bears the week after, he got a free flag. They gave us a fucking flag and a tattoo and a sticker just walking in the door. Here you go, mate. I was like, fuck it, these people, how are the NRL fucking falling on their ass? And the Jets and the Bears are just doing like the greatest shit.
Mate, grassroots rugby league, it's why rugby union's dying, because they don't have that touch with the common man.
Mm. However, in saying that about union, you go to the grade below that, like kid level or like super grassroots, they're a fucking day. They've got incredible bars, like tent bars for like the Hunters Hill, insert rugby union team here. You go there and it's a fucking like half the field is just tents and food and beer and stuff. The moment you get to like Sydney University or Sydney Shield or whatever, then it fucking falls on its ass again.
Shoot
Shield, that's it. Anyway, loving it. It's going to be so easy to make him a football fan as long as he never sees the Tigers or fucking State of Origin. Anyway, we'll get to that right now.
New South Wales with a fenced-off opportunity here. Woods about 5 metres out from the line. Farrah, dummies, double pumps. Hodkinson is over.
So, who were the best Wales versus the Maroons? Finally took a W. Took us fucking five goes to get two wins out of the men's and the women's, but both the last games were won by us. The women's game was an incredible one. We won the last few seconds, but this game I got to go to. Where did you watch the men's final game? The dead
Mate,
rubber.
I watched it the next morning because I was up with visiting my grandparents and Baby Bunny had a shocking night.
Oh, man.
I was just like, I was expecting to be able to watch it. I'd bought some beers and I was just going to sit there and watch it while my partner and mum, ignored it and read their books or whatever. But I ended up having to watch it on my phone, you know, the next day while I was doing breakfast. Not an ideal viewing experience.
And also a shit game. You don't want to watch an L like that.
Yeah, any game of Origin's
pretty
enjoyable.
Good.
I even like a slapping, like I can still appreciate.
Would you call this a slapping, do you think, as a Queenslander?
No. I would have called game two a slapping.
Mm.
But I wouldn't call. Although I never got the sense that Queensland were gonna get through the line. Like there was the Fifita try that was off a kick. I don't know. I just felt like New South Wales defence just all of a sudden was great.
Yeah. Errors everywhere. It felt like.
Yeah. It didn't feel like a slapping, but it definitely didn't feel like it was a really close contest for me. From what I could sort of gather from watching it and feeding Baby Bunny at the same time. But there were a couple of just incredible moments in the game, which was, you know, really enjoyable. Like the Foxes try.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and the Hammers try.
The Hammers try.
Oh.
They're like peas in a pod, those two on opposite sides of the field. It's so cool to watch.
Yeah.
And I think something that didn't really get talked about amongst my mates was how good Bradman's best quick hands
fucking
are.
Oh, my God, please. Oh. That's all they talked about during that game. Even live while we were there, Just the two first tries we got, the two first line breaks where they hit, what's his name, Walker.
Cody dug in.
Yeah, the and then hits Bradman in a perfect spot for Bradman to also just do like, it's almost like a 45 degree, and I'm not going to measure it, but it's like over his shoulder, one of them. Mm. Incredible, straight on the Fox's chest on that run. And they'd run in that great South play thing where like, you're almost lining up in a constellation in like almost one line and then you fan out. And so the defense doesn't know if that wing is going to be really wide, or if he's running in tight. And also it's really hard to number up because you don't know how many guys are fucking fanning out. Anyway, the New South Wales did it so well with Walker.
Yeah, Cody just gave the people outside him just that little bit of extra space and time. And I think that's all they needed. And then, yeah, I mean, everyone's talking about the Fox's skill, which is incredible, but everything in the lead up doesn't happen, you know, like if the Fox doesn't happen, if that stuff isn't all coming off. And mate, even Toto's try, like being a South fan, obviously that key on tap on
was fucked.
Oh my,
it was fucked.
God.
In fact, I was firing up some exception. We just sat down, that was our first try, and it's coming down towards me, and I was screaming at them to kick it. I still think they should have kicked it, even when they scored. I was like, that was fucking stupid, we should have kicked it. Moses gets that, Toto's all by himself, and he throws it the hardest he fucking possibly can. Why? You're like, man on man, if Keon doesn't have the greatest one-handed slap, doesn't even move his other hand, just fucking bats it on, insanely good.
Yeah.
And then still so much work for Toto to get there, but...
We've said it on the podcast. Like, I reckon Latrell's got the best hands in the comp. I reckon Keon's got the second best. I reckon they're so silky. I love it.
It started with Bradman Best's incredible hands.
Yeah,
ended
the
with
other
Keon.
Side. Yeah, that's a South fan right there. But yeah, it's just watching that, the sort of polish towards the ends of set plays for New South Wales was such a massive difference. And mate, I'll be interested to see. Well, I mean, there's a lot to see about the New South Wales sort of setup. Coaching-wise, but player-wise, we're interested to see if Cody keeps getting a go. If he's playing well next season, I don't think you could drop him because he was the difference.
It wasn't just his like digging into the line. His option each time, like his choice, I mean, of option each time was almost flawless. Like probably they probably went that way, say, 9 times, and he hit the right play 8 out of 9, which is absolutely bullshit. Mm. Like incredible vision. He does one of the most incredible, in that game, he does this incredible, not a double pump, but it's like he passes and stops, but then continues the momentum. Like it's like a big one and then a butt. Like it was incredible. And that was one of the plays that hit, I don't know if it was Liam Martin or someone, where he just hit a lead runner so perfectly on one of these weird half double pump, half. I said live, he just looks like he's got so much time. And when I watch the replay, it's because he's doing this kind of semi half pass pass.
It
looks
like a tempo thing. Like he goes fast, like he's got to throw long, and then he slows it at the last moment and gives short.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, my God. There was that. But also, the thing I loved about Bradman Best wasn't just his passing into. He also made great choices. Sometimes he ran it, sometimes he passed. But every time he hit out of car, and often would take the tackle, he would then also still be backing up. The guy that Addo Carr would inevitably pass it back into was Best. And you're just like, fuck, that's incredible backing up and fitness and game awareness. In any time I've ever played football, even when I thought I was good at it, I'd always be like, well, I've touched the ball. That was me in that play. Like, if he scores, he scores. If he doesn't, fuck. Yeah, I'll wait till he gets tackled, and then I'll glove my way out.
Yeah.
So I'm always in so much awe when players are like, this isn't over. Like, I'm still in this. I'm running as hard as I can. It's amazing. And even without Latrell, I honestly think we win that entire series with just one player change. Game one.
Latrell plays 3 games, you win the series.
It's so upsetting. And not Trbojevic, not anyone else. I think it's just Latrell. Yeah. By the time we get to that game 3, we look great. And the thing that I loved most is that the Penrith players still played really well without having that ridiculous everyone needs to be from Penrith in the spine thing.
Yeah,
Toto looked great. Crichton, who no one rated at the beginning because of Latrell, was incredible by game 3.
He's got to be the best defensive centre in this Origin series for sure.
But while we're on South, your guy, Seamus, and Jake Trbojevic, what an incredible pair in the middle. Oh, my God. Jake, the slowest, most legal play the balls you've ever seen in your life. I couldn't believe how many penalties. He's on the cusp. If you're a Queensland, you're like, oh, fuck, he stood up. Fuck it. The referee would have been, whistle up, whistle down. So good. Yeah. But no one was getting through. Him and Seamus in that centre, like, I don't know, I never looked at the stats, but it's zero tackle back, surely.
Yeah, the defence. I think a lot of what Jake brings is, like, intangible.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone talks about his position as a leader within the team and, you know, the aura around him and stuff, and that's all great. But then all the tangible stuff, like he cleans up so much crap in the middle that needs to be cleaned up, because if he doesn't do it, then everyone outside him's getting a little bit, you know, itchy, and they want to move in, and then they're leaving space out wide. And I think he was a massive.
Mm.
Again, someone who's probably not getting talked about as much as he should. But yeah, I think C. Miles has got to be the 13 moving forward.
Oh my God. And I mean, when Isaiah came on, he was slow. He was also good in defence. Like he, I think it was also zero tackle bust. But I was thinking, if you're coming in now, we don't need a link man. Like, we need you to just dig in and run. And he looked slow when he did it. But you know what? He had fast enough play the balls. He didn't slow us down. He was ended up being good. But he was a reserve, he looked like a bench player. Like, he looked like, he didn't look like, oh, shit, why the hell wasn't he on before? Yeah,
he was just keeping the boat afloat.
Yeah.
I think he's a good middle. But, yeah, exactly what you said. Like, he doesn't need to be that link man. He just should just get in, run, and tackle.
Mm.
That's all he needs to do when he's coming on. If you've got Cam Murray playing, you know, the 60-odd minutes. Will they move Cam Murray to an edge?
He moved it. Yeah, it was a really interesting... Actually, it was a good rotation. I don't know if it was Ivan Cleary or Fittler, but it was a good rotation because Keon stayed on for quite long. When Seymour came on, Keon came off. Isaiah moved into what Keon was doing and Seymour went back to the middle. And so it was a bit of a, like a... Like, people shifted down rather than... And but they got the tied guy off and, you know, it was a really good interchange in that last 60 minutes. The only other thing I forgot to say about Jake was... your guy, Murray, Cameron Munster, in the first 20 minutes, puts on a show and go right in the middle of the field and almost breaks through and probably changes. If you scored a shitty try by, what's his name, and then you also get that one on top. And we're on top, but a down 12-0, 12-6. That's probably a really different game. But Jake is the only guy holding onto his jersey and slows him down enough for someone to catch on. Now, that gave me tingles at the time. Like, that's what we needed in game one or game two. Like, just that extra fingernail effort that's going to slow down someone like Munster. Because he was really quiet, particularly in the second half.
Yep.
And it's just because it either got in his own head or he was just nullified by people like Jake. I don't know, but it was that play there, I was like, fuck, we might win. Like, we're playing like we want to win.
Yeah, massive play for sure. And, like, Munster is so deceptively hard to handle.
Yeah.
And if someone who's like as technical and great at defending as Jake can only get fingertips to him, you know that if he wasn't there, no one else was getting.
That's it. Yeah. You
know? Like if there was a junior bowler as good as he is for what he brings to the team, he's not getting even close.
No.
To Munster there, and Munster through the middle, that's a try every day.
Especially
towards the start of the game.
Yeah.
That was pretty early on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that mate, I think there's a lot of good signs for New South Wales for next year. I'm looking forward to a good series.
Two things people aren't talking about because why be negative? I didn't think Ben Hunt was good at all. I don't know if his dragon mentality or his just life's a bit enough evil at the moment. He came on and made a really bad pass choice, really bad kick, and then he was kind of just disappeared. And in other games, he's incredible. Like, you notice when he's on.
Mm.
And the other one was AJ Brimson, who had just kind of a normal game, or nothing game. And so it would be really hard for him knowing that everyone was frothing on what's his name. He was having an incredible year. Yeah. A good series. And then AJ came on.
That's not as good.
Yeah. That's definitely true. I just think the way he also tried to defend that grub. I mean, I've never had to play NRL, obviously, or defend any of this shit. So I'm deeply aware of that. But I just don't see any fullback trying to charge down Adokar's kick there. He just looked silly and it was never going to work, and then Adokar scored. So anyway, and he got done a couple of other times in bad defensive kind of half plays. Yeah, but to a point
like
where...
He was like a 5 out of 10, you know? Couple maybe of mistakes, six. Couple of decent runs. But I felt like every time the attack got to him, it sort of stuttered to a halt. He sort of was bouncing around, and his sort of jitteriness... I think can work. I think he's a great player.
So do I.
At NRL level.
And it was normal that he got picked. I wasn't upset with that at all.
Yeah.
Although, why was Kalen Ponga not picked?
He ruled himself out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether Billy said we're going with Reece in the first game. He goes, yeah, I think I'm just going to sack Origin this year. And then either way, whichever one came first, chicken or the egg.
Mm.
He ruled himself out, so he wanted to focus on Newcastle, which is what someone with a lot of money would do. Turn down 90 grand or whatever it is. He said no thanks. And AJ's the logical next choice.
Yeah,
he's been 18th man. He's played for Queensland and played really well. And well.
Yeah.
But I think, you can't help but compare him to what Reece Walsh brought, which was just epic. Lightning. Energy, speed, vision, passing.
The right choice. The other thing I watched when I was watching the replay is that AJ often, I think, thought he was still playing for the Titans, so took a lot of... like onus, like almost Tedesco'd it, where like, just give that pass, give that early ball to the centre, he's there because he's fucking incredible. You don't have to just dummy and try and take in a line and hope something happens. And I think he got caught doing that once or twice. Tedesco finally played like Tedesco. That was great to watch.
I feel like Teddy dialed it back. Like, I feel like a typical Tedesco game is where he's touching the ball like twice every set. He's having 1,000 runs, making 1,000 metres, and he runs himself into the ground. But I think at Origin, he doesn't have to do that so much. I think he probably had less runs in game three, and I think it really showed, like, that quality over quantity sort of chose when to inject himself, had a bit more trust in. I don't know whether it was Cody saying, stay out of this one, and him being a louder voice, you know, like, because I don't know whether Luai would say something like that to Teddy, or whether Cleary even would, whereas Cody's like, you know, he's an older fella. I think probably a bit more confident in the fact that, I mean, Cleary runs his team at NRL level as well, I guess, but I think possibly that sort of, he maybe, Teddy trusted Cody to make those decisions rather than being like, oh, they're going left side, I better get over the left side. He might just be like, oh, I'll let them run and I'll sort of set something up over here. And he pulled himself back a little bit, which allowed him to sort of insert himself at times when he was needed a bit better. And I'm not sure of the stats, but I reckon he probably would have had less. I don't know. I just got the sense there was more, less is more with him in that game three. But definitely his best game, for sure.
Yeah, in this series, yeah.
Quieted, you know, all the...
The chatter.
You know, all the chatter about him. And I think, you know, if he has a decent start to next year, I'd pick him again.
Like, yeah.
He's still probably the second best fullback we've seen in the modern era. You know, just behind Bill. So, I think people are very quick to brush him. I mean, the Roosters are sucking as well, which...
So good to watch.
So good.
Bottom four, please.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
They are bottom four right now.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's wild. it's us, Dogs. Who else is shit?
Dragons.
Dragons and Roosters.
What?
Yeah, it's so good. We're going to get to that in a sec. Anything else you care about, say about Origin?
I thought Mitch Moses did his job.
Yep.
I think there's like a legit battle at the start of next year for Moses and Cleary, which, you know, Cleary almost seemed like a protected species for a while there, but he's sort of, you know, his injuries opened the door and Moses played his role.
Defence was great in that game.
Has he just turned into like a gun defender?
Real footballer, yeah. Like, just turned into like a complete footballer.
Yeah, it used to just be sort of the flash and then he'd sort of get his head down when things didn't go his way, or he'd almost act like a child.
Yeah,
like he'd get really petulant.
Mm. Now he gets thrown around. And
yeah. So I was pretty impressed with that. I also don't get a lot of the chat about Damien Cook not being there next year. I thought he was solid as. I've been seeing a lot of things being like, oh yeah, next year it'll be Appy and Robson or just Robson. And I'm like...
Robson?
Did you not notice what... Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Oh. And then I'm like, did you not watch the games that he played? Like, one of the better players on the field, defensively, like, more sound than both those other guys.
Yep.
And look, there's all that talk about the Penrith connection and stuff, but you saw what the South connection did. Like, I don't know why you'd ditch him. He's not super old.
No, I'm with you. I thought Cook was a better fullback, as a better hooker of the entire series out of New South Wales people.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's a funny one, though. I mean, I thought Harry Grant had a pretty crappy
quiet game.
Game three as well. Mm. So the two guys that you would say hooker one and two in the world, they play that position, went real quiet, and you saw what happened. Before we move off New South Wales, though, coach for next year, are you keeping Freddie? Are you bringing someone else in? Are you keeping Freddie with an advisor?
I got PTSD from the Tigers always dumping coaches, so I hate that idea. But I can also see his interchange alone was weird.
The first couple of games.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I mean, I love the theatre around the whole thing. The whole chat around... Yeah, but who else is going to do it? Well, fucking a million people.
I've got a list.
Oh, great.
These are the people I reckon could do it. Tuves.
Yeah.
I reckon he'd be pretty... He's been out of the game for a little while, but Tuves gets it. Madge.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever played, so I don't know if that sort of disqualifies you. Bedaris.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Riles, because he's still got another year before he takes over as a head coach. There's a lot of raps on him. I'd love to see Matty Johns in there, but I don't think he would ever do it.
No.
And then I've just seen there's talk that Ricky Stewart's been given the green light by Canberra.
Oh, fucking hell.
Do you like any of those?
Yeah, I love all of them. Matthew Jones would be so stupid to do it because he's got an aura of you're always right and whatever. So if he goes in there, he'd fuck his whole...
legacy.
Yeah, his brand. So he should stay away from that. So should Andrew. For that matter, for that exact same reason. Fittler's really fucked his legacy a little bit because...
Fully.
Yeah, because he now looks stupid. Whereas Billy, on the other hand, already had like an untouchable. He's probably an immortal. And now, if he plays one more series like this, he'll have a statue. He's already got a statue, I think. Out of that one, I don't think everyone's saying Tubes, blah blah blah. I would love Madge because I love him. He's excellent for New Zealand. He's an excellent coach for New Zealand, so he gets rep football and the speed of that and the camp. And I just love him as a coach. And I really like Budsy. I hadn't heard Budsy, but he was part of the last campaign with Daly. And
they were like, they had a tough task against that Queensland team.
And then we were really close over and over again.
Yeah.
So I really like Badiris. He hasn't fucked his thing. He would get in Andrew Johns and Matty Johns, and he'd have a great connection. Mm. He's got a great football brain. Seems like a really nice bloke. Not that that means anything. I'm not just thinking out loud. So yeah, I'm keen on Budsy. Budsy's my number one. Madge is my number one. Sorry, then Budsy, then the rest of them.
Yeah.
I don't know about Ricky Stewart, only because everyone hates
him. Can't be a club coach. I just don't think he can do that anymore. It's become too big.
He's so volatile. How do you get a camp so to risky. Be nice?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. The other thing I've been talking to mates about, and they're saying, do you have Freddie in there, but you rework the way that there's like a selection panel. Freddie can't just be like, no, I'm picking Pangai Jr. in the centre.
Isn't that what's happening now? Isn't Brandy part of that, and maybe Badiris?
Possibly. But I think if you keep Freddie, and I'm not against keeping Freddie because he's a gun and he seems like a nice guy as well. Nice guy is not a prerequisite. But I think if you they put some other, like change some structures in there so that he couldn't, like taking gambles in the first game of an Origin series like he did, I thought was just wild. If you had someone to be in there and be like, okay, like that's your idea, Freddie. This is what we think is best for the team. Mm. We're going to hash this out. There's, you know, five of us and we're going to make it, like going to vote. Everyone's vote has, you know,
I don't know what the process is now.
I assume it's just Freddie picks his team.
Me too.
He talks to advisors and then he goes, this is my team.
Yeah.
That's how I think it will work. Or do you get in like Ricky, maybe not a Ricky, but like...
Because you're getting blamed for it. If I was a coach, I'd want whatever the hell is happening to be on me. It's going to be on me, so I want my team. I don't know if I want other people, because they're not getting dumped, right? Like,
yeah, that's...
I don't know, it's just hard.
A really good point. Freddie with an advisor. Yeah, Ivan Freddie Cleary in the box. Team.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people put it on Ivan.
Yeah.
At the very least, get him in there to help with the fucking bench rotation, because that was way better in Game 3.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Freddie, but just not on game day.
Freddie, but not Freddie. Yeah, that's what we're trying to say. We love Freddie. We want Freddie, but we don't want Freddie.
Don't fire a coach, but have a different outcome. Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Anybody watched a series of rugby league games, they'd never go back to watching Union or AFL or soccer.
Hi, I'm Ali.
And I'm Lulu.
And this is
Lulu and Ali's Footy Tipping.
What round is it, Lulu?
Round 21.
Correct. First game, Dragons and Tigers.
Tigers.
Next one is Warriors and Raiders.
Oh, let's see. I think Warriors, because they've got better percentages.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, 65 to 35, definitely Warriors.
Next one, Broncos and Rabbitohs.
Oh, it's a 50-50 chance, but head-to-head says Broncos, so I'm going to go Broncos.
Sam, what about Titans and Roosters?
Oh, 44 to 56. Oh, I don't know. It's pretty close. I'm going Roosters.
Same. What do you think the margin is?
Probably 8.
Yeah, I agree with that. Knights and Storms.
Oh. They say 84% on Storms, 16% on Knights. I think Storm.
Yeah, the head-to-head's good for the Storms as well.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Eels.
Oh, it says head-to-head 50% on both. 56% to the Cowboys, 22% to the Eels. I mean, not 22, 42%.
I'm going to go for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Next one is Panthers and Bulldogs.
Oh, it's kind of an easy one. 90% Panthers, 10% Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'm going with Panthers as well. Yeah. And the last one is Sharks and Sea Eagles.
Oh, Sharks do have better odds, but on the head-to-head it says otherwise. I think Sharks.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to go with Sharks as well. And that's it for round 21, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, so my nephews are tipped, and then at the end of the episode, you're going to hear my littlest tiger and his Nor Nor tip as well. which is hopefully adorable, but I don't really care if you like it or not. What about, let's do this round, because it's round 21. Fucking hell, there's a real problem game immediately. So it's us and Dragons, and this is a problem.
Loser goes wooden spoon.
Yep, Hunji. I mean, we still probably could, either way.
What's the points differential, do you know?
It's close, because yeah. But I mean, we copped that 70 fucking point game. So
it's not
going to
help.
We need to win, and probably by a lot. I think we would end up with more points than them, but we just lose probably every other game, and I don't know if they do. So
you're going to beat them by like 58 points.
Fuck. Yeah, but they could take a whole lot of L's. There's still more games in the season, so they could take more L's.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a very important game.
We need to win at least for points, because I can't see another W coming. Anyway, so, and they're favourites, which is devastating. Who do you like in that game, Dragons or Tigers?
I like the Tigers.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Yeah. Ben Hunt's obviously still spiraling. We beat them last time we played them.
Yeah, I think
Brooks isn't back,
though. Wood over him. Man, it's tough for you guys. No, well, Appy's back.
Appy's back.
He went to halfback on the weekend.
Yeah, it's a time.
Freddy in the box.
Yeah,
it's a tough one. I think like the Knights are a bit resurgent at the moment. That game was tough for you. Like KP's just carving. He's put the team on his back, and one of the best players in the comp.
Yeah,
like,
when he's on for sure. Yeah,
regardless of his history.
They're a frustrating team for their fans, because when they look like that, you're just like, fuck, you guys are great. Why aren't you doing this all the time?
Yeah. So I mean, you guys did get.
We got close in that game though.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think you've done pretty well in games against some pretty good teams, like the Knights and the Sharks. The Sharks game you lost by 14.
It blew 16, out. So I mean, that's the problem with these scores.
At the end, right? You're in the game for a while. You've just got to stick with it. So, and I think I can see the Dragons fading as well. So I think like if you time your fade a little later than them, you might come out on top. So I'm going the Tigers.
Yeah, sweet. The Sharks were level at halftime, and then they came through, and then we came. We were, I think, only 4 points behind the Knights, and then they blew us away. Anyway, it's hard for me to tell because I can't watch them. I just sit there fucking sweating bullets on my couch, hoping the game would finally end. Warriors and Raiders. How are you going on this one?
Battle of the cold and windy home cities.
And also, like, other than Ricky Stewart, likeable game, like likable teams, and they're playing well. They're both fun to watch. Yeah. Obviously, the Wires, though.
Love the Wires. Oh. I'm loving the narrative. Yeah. Got to go to the Wires. Good.
Yeah, I'm all
if they
the
win
Wires.
The comp this year,
please.
It will be, I hope they've got cameras in the sheds. Like, I hope they're starting a Tiger Town, or they already have started a Tiger Town. What Andrew Webster's done, he'll be coach of the year, without a doubt.
Yeah. Even if they lose the rest of the games, he's done so much. Also, you can just tell on the field they look great. Like, they feel great together. Like, there's a real energy.
They're like, there's times when they're down and they stay in games and come back and win, and you're like, the Warriors of old would have gone, oh, give you another 20 points and let us go home.
Yeah.
You know?
But they used to be rocks and diamonds where they would do that, and then the next week they'd put on 20 points and then they'd cop a 50 point and they'd put on 40. Mm. Whereas this week they just look, I mean, as you said, they'll come back in a close game, and then other times they just fucking blow people out.
Yeah. Yep.
Sean Johnson, incredible.
Consistent, yeah.
Best. Doesn't matter who's number six. Like, it keeps changing because of injuries, and they all look exactly the same. They play the exact same game plan. They all works. Metcalf, whoever it is, they're all playing really well.
Yeah, DWZ is like just finishing season of his life. Best hair ever.
Oh, my God. And his finishes, like, everyone's got incredible finishes, but something, I don't know if it's the hair or just he puts on an extra little bit. They're just, even the narrative stuff where, like, he falls into that photographer and he's getting up, like, that's not happening to any other team except for the Wires at the moment.
Yeah.
And the crowds, holy shit, they've got such a, I'm watching a lot of replays of the Tigers in the finals with Littlest on highlights, and just the flags and stuff, he can't, like, we haven't seen that many Tigers fans in one spot for 10 years.
Yeah.
The Wires have that energy. Every time you cut to the crowd, it's just a fucking 10,000 12,000. They've had 3 or 4 20,000 attendee games in a row for the first time since 2005 or something like that for the Wires.
They'd be one of the only teams in the comp.
Getting that. Yeah.
That's so sick.
And rugby league in New Zealand.
Right under the, you know, the guys right under the coach's box who does a shimmy every time.
For Aaron Woods, you mean?
Yeah, Aaron Woods.
But they also have the Joker guy. They have a whole bunch. Their signs are so good.
Yeah.
One of them was like, I saw one the other day, it was like, if I ever die, I want to get buried with the 2015 jersey because it will probably make a comeback. And it was a game I weirdly went went to at Shark Park where they were down by a lot and came back, and then the Sharks scored one more point, scored one more try with like 5 minutes to go, and it finally looked like they were going to take the air out of them. And then Sean Johnson did a touch football fucking thing to score, and while the hooter was going, the place went, and I didn't give a shit, I was going nuts, and the 8 other New Zealanders are there. So just the fact they've got signs like that when they're playing the Sharks, like that's so good. It's funny, it's well made.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Loving
the wires are on, so I'm tipping them for a big one.
And also, Sean Johnson just looks like the happiest person on the planet.
Yeah, being home.
Yep.
Not a new dad, but just I think he's really enjoying just feeling life and just the whānau, bro. But yeah, it's so good to watch. I'm stoked for him.
He went back to back. I think we talked about this 100 years ago when we were doing the pub, where it was pissing with rain. They'd won a game, and he had two back to back interviews, and it was just the two best interviews probably of the year because he's just like spitting fire as well.
He's such funny, a good place. He's personable,
And he's handsome as hell.
So handsome, he's probably going to win the Dally M.
So good. Football, my God. So much happening off the ball. Rabbits and Brisbane, another great game. Brisbane.
Top of the table, aren't they? Or they be
close? With Penrith, I think you're right. They won that game the other week with everyone rested.
Yeah.
Rabbits coming, everyone coming back.
Reece Walsh got back for the Broncos. He managed to get the Origin game counted as one of his suspension games. So he's back for us, which I was filthy about. But it just means when we beat them that it'll be even more legit. So
Littrell ever coming back this season?
They reckon this week.
Wow.
This is round 21, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, they said round 21, you know, four rounds ago or whatever.
Yeah.
When he got injured, so fingers crossed.
You're good against top 8 teams, top 4 teams, so.
Yeah, and I think we've beaten them already this year.
Yeah, this year I think that's true.
I
think you were on a losing streak of like 2 when you came back and beat them. That could be wrong. But
Sounds right to me. But yeah, Bunnies to win that one in a close one.
Your favourites as well. It's Friday night, 8 o'clock. It's going to be an excellent game. Titans and Roosters, weirdly good game.
Yeah.
Like, how shit are the Roosters? How good are the Titans? That's the two questions that everyone's asking. We're going to find out.
Saturday, 3 p.m.
Oh. Disgusting time.
Yeah.
I mean, great for dads, shit for everyone else.
Yeah, that's dad footy there.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to tip the Titans off the back of a Kieran Foran masterclass.
Yeah. And you know what I love about Kieran is that I was looking at their stats in the Parramatta game that was so weird. Did you watch the Parramatta Titans game? It was Sunday at 6 o'clock till 8, so terrible parenting time. But he... his stats were like 0. And I looked at his like fantasy points. He had like 16. But after watching the game, I was like, there's got to be an error here. He's in everything. It was at the referee about everything as well. But his touches, his chat, his defensive plays, even if he's not putting on a tackle, he's there. Like, he's...
Yeah.
You're right about the masterclass.
There's a reason he was a Kiwi half for however many years. You know, he's an absolute gun. And he's getting older, but he still knows the game just as well as he ever did, if not better.
Yeah.
Now with that experience. And he's got the young Tyros around him. I'm actually just going to change my tip, though, because Tino's out for 3 weeks. I've just remembered. That's massive.
What happened there?
Shoulder charge, I think, on the weekend.
Oh, no, I think it was a raised arm.
Oh, that's always Tino. No, that was Selwyn Cobbo. On Toby Sexton.
Well, no, Tino did one too.
Another one?
Yeah, he got penalised for the raising arm.
He did Coruscant and like knocked him out.
Yeah.
And then he did Reid Marnie and knocked him out.
Yeah.
If he gets done again, it'll be like Soiliti with his raised knee.
Yeah, yeah. They said the commentary could love a G up, so they were saying he's a written man, so anytime he does anything like it, they're penalising him straight away. But anyway, He definitely got penalised for it. Yeah, I don't know. I think the Roosters are just shit all the time at the moment.
Teddy's had a week off, coming back fresh, rejuvenated.
Great forward pack still. Halves are just lost.
Yeah.
And Manu's just like doing a Tedesco, but, you know, that's it. Just like hold the ball, run.
Your stats are hectic, but they're not amounting.
No one's winning.
Anything.
Yeah.
The Titans without Tino is...
Yeah, yeah. It's a different beast.
I think I've been waiting for the Roosters to bounce back and start carving all year. So I don't know if this will be the week, but I'm going to tip them.
No, I'm going to split. Well, let's split that one. I'll take the Titans. Knights and Melbourne. Where are you going on that?
I'm going the Knights because I'm loving seeing...
What?
I'm loving seeing KP. I'm tipping with my heart.
Give me a 10. I want to write that down. I want to write it down. There's no way. No, you're taking Knights over Melbourne. I mean, it's in Newcastle, which is great, but Melbourne were playing like shit on the weekend and still won. Like, anyway, okay, great.
I haven't watched Storm for a couple of weeks.
Great.
So,
good,
but
good.
I'm going to go the Knights.
Jerome Hughes flying.
Money man back. Yeah.
Loving it.
Call me a brave man.
Cows, Eels, and the Cows are favourites. Everyone's remembering last year more than they're remembering this year.
Cowboys have just started carving. They've won like 5 in a row and they're dominating.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it 5? Maybe I'm wrong.
Something like that.
I thought it was...
Bro, they just beat you by 70.
I know. Anyone
points.
Could have done that though. They also lost to us by fucking 50-something points.
Yeah. So. Look, I think... I think this Origin period has just changed the Cowboys.
Okay.
Turned them into a different team. Than
Cotter looks incredible. Yeah.
And the Eels are up and down as well.
Yeah.
They're like... I think... And I'd prefer the Cowboys to the Eels, so I'm going to go the Cowboys.
Yeah, shit. Okay. Panthers and Dogs. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
and that's the biggest W of the biggest L probably of the round. And then... they're paying $11.50, the Dogs. Oof.
Juicy.
I mean, that's what we were playing when we beat the Panthers, so turn up, Dogs. And Sharks and Manly, another great game. Sharks can't beat anyone in the top eight. Manly isn't currently in the top eight, but they kind of feel like they should be.
They're the Cronulla Warriors, the Sharks. They have, like, incredible performances, and then they go to water and get smashed. So I don't know what to do there. I'm going to go the Eagles because of their consistency.
Yeah.
I just love watching Ola Kawatu smoke.
Oh, yeah. I love
it. And if he's running wide, that Sharks edge defense was pretty dud on the weekend. Mm. So I'm picking their big back rows to cause a ruckus.
Both lost, right? They're both coming off losses.
Yeah, Eagles had a close loss to...
somebody.
Yeah.
And then the Sharks got absolutely pumped. Yeah, I don't know if that means anything either. I think, I think I'm going to take the Sharks just because I feel like they're supposed to be in the top eight. I don't think Manly are. And that, I know it's a stupid thing to kind of feel, but that's what I'm going to put there. So which one are we going to fight over? Because let's do one that, like, let's bet one-on-one. Usually, I didn't know we'd have any tips that were split. But you've got, I'm taking Roosters Titans. You're also taking Newcastle Melbourne. I mean, I think that's going to be unfair to you. So let's do
the Titans Roosters.
Titans Roosters. Or do you want Cows the Eels? Which one
are you going to the Eels?
No, listen, you're now making me nervous. Let's do Titans Roosters. Yeah.
So what are we doing? What's on the line?
What do you want?
I don't know. Lunch?
Yeah, we can do a sandwich.
Harvey's Hot Sandwich.
No, it's too far away, unfortunately. I'll buy you a sandwich, mate.
Yeah, lunch bet. Sweet.
Great.
I like it. So, Kana, gross.
Yeah, I know.
I want to go for the Roosters.
I know. I don't particularly want the Titans either. But that's how football's so great, mate. I've also taken them with a margin of 10. I've just realised. Good for you. T, let's see how that goes.
Expert. I just love the game. But more than that, I love the community. If you're a fan of rugby league or the NRL, you'll love Big T's Tees. Unique, affordable, and made for fans. Find a link to the online store in the show notes below. You'd look good in one of Big T's Tees.
Well, if you're big, you got to play big.
Enjoy your sport for another week. Get around good people on socials. Also, tip. Tell us who you're tipping. I might put a thing up to see who you're also going to tip between, what was it, the Titans and Roosters. And stick around while Littlest and Nono tell you their tips. Enjoy your sport for another week. Get around good people on socials, and we'll talk to you next time, sports. Oh, no. Thanks, Odin.
Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Yeah, I'll miss that bit. Yeah. We'll talk to you next time, sports best friends.
I picked the Tigers. Raiders or the Warriors?
I put the Warriors.
I picked the Raiders. Rabbitohs or the Broncos for Henry?
I put the Rabbitohs.
Titans? Titans? Titans over the Roosters. And Storm over the Knights?
Yes,
Eels over the Cowboys? And Panthers over the Bulldogs. Sharks over the Seagulls. I think the Panthers over the Bulldogs.
We wouldn't have got that win without your support. We heard you cheering the whole 60 minutes, and we bloody love yous.
Sports Best Friends would like to thank you for listening right to the end. You are our kind of people. Find other great sports podcasts in our family by subscribing. And remember, social media isn't a bad place. You just need to follow the right people.
Hi, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lulu.
And this is
Lulu and Ellie's Footy Tipping.
What round is it, Lulu?
22.
Correct. First game, Broncos and Roosters.
Broncos have way better odds than Roosters. 91% to 9%. Broncos obviously have 91%.
Yeah, I'll go to Broncos as well.
Tigers and Rabbitohs.
Tigers.
Yeah, it's not looking good, but, you know, got to stick with your team.
Storms and Eels.
Oh, I'm going to go with Storms. They have a better percentage, 85% to 15%.
I'd go that with that too.
Yeah.
Next one is Raiders and Knights.
Oh, this one's a hard one. I would go with... Oh, I'm going with Raiders. They're a better percentage.
I'm going with Raiders because they're higher on the ladder.
Yeah.
Next one is Dragons and Sea Eagles.
Sea Eagles. They have way better odds.
Yeah, I agree. Next is Panthers and Sharks.
Ooh, that's an easy one.
Panthers?
Yeah.
By far. Yeah. What do you think the margin is?
10's probably a good amount.
Yep. And then Bulldogs and Dolphins.
Ooh.
I'm going with Dolphins.
Yeah, same.
And Titans. Last one is Titans and Cowboys.
Definitely Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys by far.
Yep.
So that's the end of round 22, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lulu.
And this is
Lulu and Ellie's Footy Tipping.
What round is it, Lulu?
22.
Correct. First game, Broncos and Roosters.
Broncos have way better odds than Roosters. 91% to 9%. Broncos obviously have 91%.
Yeah, I'll go to Broncos as well.
Tigers and Rabbitohs.
Tigers. Tigers.
Yeah, it's not looking good, but, you know, got to stick with your team.
Storms and Eels.
Oh, I'm going to go with Storms. They have a better percentage, 85% to 15%.
I'd go that with that too.
Yeah.
Next one is Raiders and Knights.
Ooh, this one's a hard one. I would go with... Oh, I'm going with Raiders. They're a better percentage.
I'm going with Raiders because they're higher on the ladder.
Yeah.
Next one is Dragons and Sea Eagles.
Sea Eagles. They have way better odds.
Yeah, I agree. Next is Panthers and Sharks.
Ooh, that's an easy one.
Panthers?
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
What do you think the margin is?
10's probably a good amount.
Yep. And then Bulldogs and Dolphins.
Ooh.
I'm going with Dolphins.
Yeah, same.
And Titans. Last one is Titans and Cowboys.
Definitely Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys by far.
Yep.
So that's the end of round 22, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.